We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal based on personal experiences.
Hey guys, welcome to the Entourage Effect podcast, where we break down the facts and myths surrounding CBD, hemp, and medicinal cannabis. Whether you're new to CBD or a seasoned user, this episode's packed with must-know info. I'm your host, Stu, and today we're tracking some of the biggest questions about CBD, including whether you need a medical card, the difference between hemp and marijuana, and where to buy high-quality products, one of which is called Plus CBD Relief. So again, we'll be diving into the world of CBD, how it works, and the potential benefits it may offer you or somebody that you know. To help us better understand this, we have a special guest, Joe Brennan, who's the owner of the first and only CBD store in the state of Ohio. Joe, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Joe is a legend and a published author of best-selling books on hemp, CBD, and cannabis products of all kinds. In fact, the show The Shark Tank basically endorsed Joe's store and mission to provide relief to thousands and has also been on an enormously popular TV show, Good Morning America. So, Joe is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to CBD and in a wide variety of other cannabis products. Having been active in the industry now for decades, Joe also graduated from the Cleveland School for Cannabis and the author of the best-selling book, Courage in Cannabis. For those attending this podcast for the first time, or if you're a repeat viewer, be sure to subscribe to stay in the loop for more useful broadcasts on this very interesting but somewhat hidden topic. So let's get started. First segment is, do I need a medical card for CBD? So do you need a medical card to do that?
You actually do not need a medical card. The reason you would need a medical card is if you were in a state that had medical marijuana dispensaries that you would need to go into where they didn't have recreational. Mm-hmm. You would need a medical marijuana card to visit a dispensary, whereas CBD does not require that because it is not a medical marijuana product. It's actually just considered a dietary supplement that can be sold in regular retail stores.
So if somebody walks into a store, they could just buy the CBD freely?
Yeah, they could, right over the counter. You got to be 18 years old, of course. But other than that, yeah, you can purchase it right over the counter.
And it has to be less than 0.3% THC?
It does. And so when you're talking regular CBD products, not THC, but CBD products, you'll have, in a full spectrum, you'll have 0.3, no more than that. So it's 0.3% THC. And so that's never going to create any type of intoxicating effects at all.
So that'd be equivalent to somewhere around like a third of 1%?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Which, you know, in such small doses like that, any serving that you take is not going to create enough THC to create any psychoactivity.
And moving on to segment two, should I buy from a store or a dispensary? You know, there's so many places selling CBD these days, gas stations, wellness stores, and dispensaries. Where should people go for the best products?
Well, if you're going for CBD, you can get that from a dispensary, but from what I've seen, there's not a lot of CBD options. It's mostly THC. A lot of the dispensaries here in Ohio will send their clients down to us. You can go to online retailers and things like that. Brands like Plus CBD, they offer third-party lab testing, ensuring the purity and the potency. And that's a wonderful product right there. Health and wellness stores, a lot of times, will have good CBD. They should all still be checked for lab tests. Yeah, you do want to stay away from gas stations, places like that, because they're not really, their interest isn't so much quality. It's more price driven from what I've noticed. So a lot of times they're not going to have the highest quality products when you're talking a dietary supplement, which is something you take for a health and wellness purpose. So therefore you should probably go to a more focused and oriented store, such as a boutique cannabis store that not necessarily is a dispensary, but is a retail store where they have education behind
so,
what they
so
do.
So you'd avoid the gas station head shop routine?
I would. I definitely would. Products, a lot of time, they love to bring in the gimmicky products that the transparency isn't always where it should be, because this is an unregulated market. So the FDA isn't overseeing standards like they do in other things. And so it's really left up to the manufacturers and the integrity of those manufacturers. And then they have third-party lab testing done that verifies that the product is good.
So it's pretty much true that gas stations and convenience stores often sell low quality, possibly mislabeled or even fake CBD.
We've heard it a lot. Yeah. And there's a lot of products. There was a study that came out a couple years ago, I believe, that said 73 or so percent of CBD products that are tested do not have what the label says. That's a big
whoa.
That's
so
a big
talk about
number.
Truth in advertising.
Well, that's right. Because you can put whatever you want on a label.
That's a barefaced violation.
Well, nobody's checking that. And a lot of times, if the manufacturer's hooked up with the lab testing, they can have numbers changed and things like that if they need to. And so it's just so important to go with trusted brands. And the way to do that is to research the brand, see where they come from, what kind of practices do they have, what kind of equipment do they have, you know, what's their mission statement, you know, why are they doing this is a big thing for me, because if it's all just about the money, then you know that they're cutting corners. Mm-hmm. You know that they're money driven, so they're going to do whatever they have to do to kind of increase their profits.
Yeah.
So
possibly at a detriment to their customers' health.
Well, 100%. You know, they could put a fancy label on something and mark it way up, and you know, perception is everything.
Yeah.
They buy the product, they take it. It may kind of work, it may not. And then they just kind of say, well, I spent $90 on this bottle. I'm not trying CBD again. And they're done. And they just move on to the next thing. And they never really give it a try because of that. And so that's a big problem in this industry, too. People buying products from gas stations. And they come into my store and say, yeah, I tried something from, you know, a head shop on High Street. And I took it and nothing happened. And I kept taking it and nothing happened.
Or it made
me
feel very strange.
Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll give them something from the shop and they'll come back and say, this is amazing. This has changed my life. And so
yeah.
We've seen the differences with the people.
That's some good stuff, man. Thank you for talking on that point. The farm bill. A lot of people hear about the farm bill, you know, may not fully understand what the farm bill is. Can you explain what it is and why it matters for CBD?
Yeah, the Agricultural Farm Bill is a federal bill that was written that identifies hemp as having 0.3% THC, allowing it to be not classified as marijuana. So therefore, it can be shipped to all 50 states under most circumstances. And it's not treated as a Schedule I narcotic. It's not marijuana, quote unquote. It's hemp because it has 0.3% THC per dry weight. I believe that farm bill was written back in 2018,
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to be revised last year, but it didn't. Something must have happened, and it got pushed back. So there was talk that they were going to change the 0.3% to 1%, and that would change everything. I mean, it really would, because it's so difficult to get a crop harvest to test out at 0.3% or less, thus allowing you to take that forward to make products that you can sell to recoup your money that you spend on the growing process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you do that for 6, 7, 8 months, and that entire crop that you put all that blood, sweat, and tears in test at 0.4, you got to burn it.
Wow.
You got to get rid of it. Start over. So it's a big deal. And if they was to change that to 1%, it would kind of allow a lot more products to flourish.
So hemp-derived CBD is legal in all 50 states now?
It is. It is. It has been for a long time, and it can be shipped and it can be purchased. It can be taken across state lines. It's literally treated like a multivitamin, like a dietary supplement. Most of your CBD products will say dietary supplement right on the package. So it's to be treated that way. And so it's really breaking the stigma of the whole cannabis thing of, oh, I can't travel with it. Oh, can't drive on this. You know, CBD is something that you can take in the morning, first thing, right along with your vitamin D, mm-hmm. and your NAC and all the things that you should be taking every day.
Yeah.
And it's just going to boost the body's ability to do what it's supposed to do and to maintain homeostasis, which is balance.
I heard the FDA still regulates CBD, especially in food and some beverages. So there's some gray areas.
There is definitely some gray areas. I don't know how much oversight they really have with the dietary supplementary CBD market, whether it's in drinks or whether it's in other products. I'm not sure exactly what their reach is, but
yeah,
it's just so important to look for a QR code is really the first thing I can say, is look for a QR code on the product that you can scan with your phone, scan it right there in the store, see if that lab test goes somewhere. Don't just look for the QR code to be on the product and assume you're okay.
Are there any like benchmarks people should be looking for when they get the ingredients?
If you're looking at ingredients, you know, you want to...
Is there anything they don't want to see on the ingredients? I guess is a better
question. As far as like what's on the lab test result?
Yeah.
A lot of times there's really not a lot to look at. Look at the potency. That's going to be what most people can see right off the bat is there 100 milligrams in this product like it says there is? And that's going to tell you, okay, I'm getting what I'm paying for. Because all the other stuff you need to worry about, like the mycotoxins and the heavy metals and the pesticides and all the other things that could be in there, are not. Otherwise, it would have never came to product to begin with under right. most circumstances. If there's a lab test result, then you can. That's really all we have to go based off of. And you can kind of rest assured that the product passed all those, or they would never bring it to market.
And that we have a new section, and we're talking about hemp versus MMJ. What's the difference between hemp and medical marijuana?
These are terms that have been created to kind of identify the characteristics of the plant, but also the legality behind it. So for a store like Columbus Botanical Depot, everything that we sell is hemp derived. All the products we have, whether it's CBD or THC or any other cannabinoid, they can come through the cannabis plant, which marijuana is the cannabis plant, so is hemp. Mm-hmm. But hemp will have the 0.3% THC and no more than that. We call that hemp, whereas a medical marijuana dispensary, they would call that marijuana. And so that's going to have 20, 30% THC in the product.
Okay.
And so it's really just terminology to identify the laws. Mm-hmm. I can sell this over the counter because I'm a retail store. Mm-hmm. Dispensaries, a lot of times you have to have a medical marijuana card, or if it's recreational, that you can go in off the streets that way and buy it over the counter.
So you won't get high, but with MMJ, it's going to happen, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hemp, you're not going to get high. CBD products, you're not going to get high. Whereas MMJ marijuana, you are definitely going to, because there's high levels of THC in that. The hemp plant naturally is not going to produce more than about 0.3% THC. It's going to be very, 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 very low, but it's going to be very high in the CBD, whereas the marijuana plant is flipped. It's very low, almost zero sometimes. Most mm-hmm. of the stuff in dispensaries are zero CBD, but 20 plus percent THC. And so now a hemp store like mine also has THC and THCA flower, but it's all considered hemp, so it's allowed to be sold in stores like mine. So it's based off the weight. So what has happened is THC 0.3, they're basing it off the weight of the gummy now.
Okay.
And so the gummy or the serving size itself is what's weighed, and then that times 0.3 is how much you can have in a gummy. So we've got gummies that go up to 100 milligrams per gummy. Oh, wow. Because the gummy's heavy, and so that still falls under the classification of hemp, so it can be sold at stores like this without a medical card.
And the next question we got coming up here is, can CBD be shipped? So can CBD be shipped to their door?
It can, right to their front door, all 50 states.
Okay.
And there's no worry. It just comes in regular packaging, regular mail. We ship it. We do two-day shipping. We do free shipping, actually. Ship to all 50 states, believe it or not. We're shipping products to people in California, and we're here in Ohio. And so we're shipping the products to the cannabis capital of the U.S. and all over the place. Oregon, New Jersey.
I mean, everywhere.
Just everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. That brings us to today's featured product. It's Plus CBD Relief. Did you want to talk a little bit about that? Why should people consider that brand?
Well, I can tell you that it is the best-selling product at my store. Volume-wise, these soft gels are hands down our top selling product. They are a combination of CBD, CBDA, which is the precursor or acidic version of CBD, so the unheated version, hasn't been heated up yet, so it's CBDA, and then also a compound called PEA, which is, you can buy that at health food stores and as a supplement. It's also our precursor to our own body's endocannabinoid production, and it's also a tremendous anti-inflammatory. So these three compounds have the potential to make pain stop in 15 minutes. They have a feel better in 15 minute guarantee.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Because CBDA acts on the COX-2 enzyme pathway, which is our pain perception pathway. So when you take one soft gel within 15 minutes, chances are you're gonna feel better.
Wow.
We tell customers to do the pain test and, you know, see where they're at. And then in 15 minutes after taking it, see if they still have the same pain. That's the way to test these things. And we have seen so many people helped with this soft gel. It's unreal.
And if you are listening to this interview right now, the best place to go get that would be on a banner or link that's near the audio player that's on the, is on the page that you're currently listening to. If you'd like to pick it up, Joe, any deals with coupon codes or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do a 15% off. We're going to do plus 15, PLUS15.
Okay.
And that's going to get everybody a 15% off their order. We do free shipping with orders over $50.
Okay.
And so you're able to get free shipping as well.
So if you live in Columbus, Ohio, and you want to order something from us, you can do it and just have it delivered right to you.
Right to your door. Or you could stop in the store and just pick up a bottle and just tell them plus 15, you heard the podcast, and we would be glad to honor that.
Okay.
We have a lot of free samples of those too, so I encourage people to stop in and
check it out.
A sample. Yeah, and if you order something online off of us, send us a message and let us know, hey, throw a plus sample in there, and we'd be glad to throw a couple 2-pack samples in your order as well for you to try, or anybody else that they may know, or family or friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Throw a handful in there for them.
So we've covered a lot today on the medical cards, dispensaries, farm bill, shipping, and of course the plus CBD supplement and the difference between hemp and MMJ and all that stuff. Do you have any final advice for listeners at this point?
Well, I mean, CBD is a very interesting topic, and it's a very interesting compound that comes from the hemp and the cannabis plant that I encourage everybody to give a try. Because once you try it, you can't deny it. You feel it, and CBD makes you feel what you don't feel. That's a good way to put it, because it's non-psychoactive, so you're not going to feel any type of way about it, but you're going to feel what you don't feel. It's like, oh, all of a sudden, I don't feel my back pain.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd my leg pain go? I thought, And it's so subtle, though, so you kind of forget that you don't have it.
You don't notice it at first.
You don't notice it at all. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're just like, wait a minute. How am I bending down and getting this with no pain? And you almost have to watch yourself, because a lot of our customers will come in and been in pain for years, and they take this stuff and they start feeling good. Next thing you know, they go out in the backyard and start pulling weeds and throw their, because they and so it has the potential to do these things. It's different for everybody. You got to start somewhere. There's no one size fits all answer to this. I could tell you, start with one capsule in the morning and see how that goes. Me personally, I take 2 in the morning and 2 at night, because a lot of times that's what I need.
Keeps you going.
It does. And you can take up to 4 a day with these relief capsules before the PEA portion no longer is absorbed by the body. So there's 175 milligrams of PEA in these as well.
Mm-hmm.
The body can only accept up to 4, 175 times 4.
Okay.
So after 4 a day, you'll still absorb the CBD and the CBDA, but you won't really absorb any more PEA.
So that tops out at about 700.
That's right. And so the studies that have been done showed that a guy that got hit by a bus and broke almost every bone in his body, he was a mess. They did a study on him with these soft gels, and they proved he was taking 4 a day and had an 82% reduction in pain and recovered almost twice as fast, because PEA, should really look into PEA, it has the potential to speed recovery up unlike any other supplement on this earth.
Yeah.
PEA is very, very important.
Yeah, it almost sounds like, people would just say, where has this been all my life kind of thing.
I'm here to tell you, I could do an entire talk about how many people have come in. The thing it really helps with the most, so inflammation, that's what it's for. It is an anti-inflammatory like crazy. It goes down into the gut where the CB2 receptor, the cannabis 2 receptor is, which can cause an immunological response and damper down inflammation. So it's going to reduce inflammation by targeting the source directly. And so by taking these soft gels, it's going to go down and interface with your CB2 receptors in your small intestine, where 80% of your immune system is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is going to cause a huge, huge difference right there for people.
Yep.
Gut issues, we've seen IBS, IBD, Crohn's disease, Mm-hmm. We have seen some tremendous thing. We've seen
is some serious stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, we have witnessed two different women come into our store, slap down paperwork on our counters with tears in their eyes. Mm-hmm. And we walked over and said, "What's going on?" And she said, "My doctor had to test my blood twice. They thought it was a fluke. My Crohn's is gone. It's no longer, there was no longer even trace amounts of Crohn's in their blood."
Oh, wow.
This happened once down at our Cincinnati store, and then, which is no longer open, but it happened again up in the Columbus store. We were just standing there and a woman walked in and just started putting paperwork down. They had been on these capsules, these Plus Relief capsules, for less than 6 months. It wasn't like they'd been on them for years. And the one woman down in Cincinnati, she was shopping for her autistic daughter, mm-hmm, with us. And turns out she must have gotten talked into trying these relief capsules by my employee. I was unaware of it. And I thought she was just coming and shopping for her daughter because that's what she always did. Mm-hmm. Turns out she had been taking these relief capsules for a couple months, and she came in, and she's a very close customer of ours because her daughter got so much help with this stuff. And I mean, her daughter loved us, and she said that when she would come to our store, she really opened up and would just be herself. And it was really special. And so one day the mother came in by herself, and turns out she'd been taking these capsules, and she puts this paperwork down on the counter, no Crohn's. And I said, "Well, I didn't even know you were taking these. Where did," she goes, "Well, Trent talked me in to taking these a few months back. He told me about how amazing they are for all your guys' customers." And I said, "Well, I had no idea." She said, "My Crohn's is gone." Hugged, cried, teared, like everything. It was amazing. And so it happened again in Columbus. We're all standing around and this woman comes in and puts paperwork down. And I started looking. I said, "Oh my gosh, is this happening again?" And it did. I could not believe it at all.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At all, I couldn't believe it.
So if you have Crohn's disease or you know someone has Crohn's, come down to the Columbus Botanical Depot because they have exactly what you need.
Well, and I'm going to say this, you know, we're not doctors. We don't make medical claims. I don't make medical claims at all about this. But it's a dietary supplement and it's worth a shot because you can't hurt yourself with this. There's no way you can hurt yourself with this.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have cannabinoid receptors in the hindbrain and the autonomic nervous system. So there's no way to overdose on this.
Yeah.
But aside from all that, it's worth a shot because medication usually doesn't work for people with Crohn's and people with stomach and digestive issues.
Yeah.
A lot of times it makes it worse because it causes an inflammatory condition even further. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the CBDA does. CBDA affects serotonin. It helps with serotonin production and dopamine because it goes down to the gut and helps with those. There's so many benefits to CBDA. It's unbelievable. CBDA is more than 1,000 times more anti-inflammatory than CBD. Because it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, so it stays in the body.
Okay.
The acidic, the A at the end of CBDA, it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier because that acidic molecule doesn't allow it to cross.
Okay.
So it stays in the body acting as an anti-inflammatory.
That's interesting.
It very.
Just one more thing, just to wrap things up. You know, if somebody wanted to consult with you over the phone on which products would be a perfect fit for them, how would they go about setting up a phone consult with you?
I would go on to our website, which is cbdhemphealth.com, and send us an email. You can also send us an email by going to columbusbotanicaldepot@gmail.com. But either way, you can go on Google, look us up on there, Columbus Botanical Depot, and just contact us in any one of those methods and set up a consult that way. We charge $50 for up to an hour. And usually, always within that hour, we can get down to a product that we recommend that's a lot of times going to be helpful.
Awesome. And to our listeners, again, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment or a question, and check out Plus CBD Relief for high-quality lab-tested CBD. And thanks for tuning in again, and we'll see you next time on the Entourage Effect with Joe podcast. Signing off now. Take care, guys.
We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal based on personal experiences.